Chapter 1 of Raven Memory by David G. Schrock, Part 5. Many memories cling, like the beaming smile of a child opening her birthday present, finding all her wishes. This memory follows Steve Reynolds, without effort on his part. Cassandra has a way of lighting up everyone with her contagious smile, one of the charms in life worth remembering. Sometimes the unexpected lingers in all its detail. The angle of the head and the lips parted open work into his mind. Sadness drips over round cheeks. The green eyes haunt his thoughts. This is the face burning in his memory. Reaching over, he pats her thigh, palm clapping blue jeans. "Would you like to join me at the office after school?" "No," she says. "I'm going over to Susan's to study." She unlatches her seatbelt. It slides across, snapping into place against the door. Pulling the lever, she clicks the door open. Damp air carries a scent of rain inside. "All right, Pumpkin," he flashes a cheerful smile. "I'll be in the office all afternoon if you need me." "Love you, Daddy." She steps outside, slams the door closed, and slings the backpack over her shoulder. Watching Cassandra marching up their steps, he wonders what an adolescent girl deems awful. Anything about friends, allowance, or girl stuff goes to her mother. Things covering schoolwork or bullies reside in his department. He feels confident she will come to him in her own time. Pausing on the steps, Cassandra glances over her shoulder. The sadness drips into a long, haunting look. "You too, Pumpkin." Gunning the engine into a scream, he zips the car forward and joins the parade of parents exiting the school parking lot. Watching the blue electric car wait its turn at the street, left amber flashing across droplets on his hood, he reaches into his shirt pocket. Pulling out his notepad, he flips open to a page marked by a slender red tag sticking out the side. He tips the pad towards the left window, into the glow of the street lamp. Eyes shifting between flashing yellow blinker and the page, he reads his scribbled notes a few words at a time. Flower shop on 10th, he commits the errand to memory. He recalls the plan surprising his wife with pink carnations at dinner. There is no special occasion. It feels like the right time. Besides, it is never a surprise on a holiday or anniversary. Spotting the blue car veer out of the parking lot, he eases the sedan to the corner, pushing the notepad into his pocket with his right hand. His left steers the car to the right. Finding the road clear of traffic, he presses the accelerator. The injured war is taking the all-wheel drive sedan around the corner. Shifting into second, the car speeds beside the chain-link fence, running the length of the schoolyard. Anything worth keeping straight goes in the notepad. Sometimes a name alters or a book disappears. A name of a location might become a name of a person, or a coffee shop might transform into a pub. Hazel eyes become blue. In his line of work, keeping track of each name and place is important. The notepad is the key.